Gemara on Amud Aleph, very, very top of Amud Aleph, told the story. Amru Allah Val Binyamin Atzadik. It said regarding Binyamin Atzadik, Shahoya Mimuna Al Kupa Shel Tzadaka. He was a Gabbai Tzadak. Pamachas, Basa Ishala Thano Vishnei Betzayas. A woman came to Binyamin Atzadik, it was during a famine. Amru Allah, she said, Rebbe Parnasayni, said, I need food. Amr Allah, avoid the she'im b'kupa shal tzaka klon. Said, I would love to give you food, but I don't have any food. So she said, Rebbe, im ein ato mefarnes seini, I want you to know, if you're not going to be mefarnes me, hare isha v'shiva b'nei ha-mesen, I and my seven sons are going to die. Meaning, the situation is so dire, it's so desperate, we have absolutely nothing. B'yamin HaTzadik had no money in the fund, in the account, but he heard the plea of this woman. Amad, he got up. Ufirnes ha-mishalai. He took his own money and he gave it to her. L'yamim, a short while later, says the Gemara Chalom, Binyamin HaTzadik got sick, v'natalamos, and he was mamish holding by dying, he was holding by going to the Olam HaEmes. Amr Malachi HaSharas, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachi HaSharas came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ata Amarta, you said, Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Miyisrael, Ki'ilu Kayim Olam Mal. Ubinyamin HaTzadik, Shehechya Isha V'Shiva Baneh, Yomus B'Shonim Mu'atas Halalu. He said, you said, if someone's Makayim Nefesh Achas Miyisrael, it's as if he was Makayim in Olam Malay. Binyamin HaTzadik was Makayim 8 Olamos. Isha V'Shiva Baneh, how is it possible? Then, how could it be that this man is going to die so prematurely? As soon as the Malachi HaShar said this, they took the Gzardin of Binyamin HaTzadik, they tore it up. Tanu, and we learned in a Braisa, that he was Zoicha Binyamin HaTzadik to live an additional 22 years. If you take a look at the Marsha, the Marsha on this Gemara says as follows: Hatztaka hi echad mi mavirei hagzeru. Tztak is one of the things that are mavir gzerus. Kidamrina beperikam de Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva tfilu tztaka mavir nesrei hagzeru. For he sifulai continues the Marsha that they were moisef for Binyamin HaTzadik chaf beis shanim 22 years. Why 22 years? The matzino because we find shehein nikrois shanim muatois that 22 years is considered shanim muatois. Where do you find that? Berivka. So Amr LeYakov, Rivka told Yaakov, "Yashavta imo yomim achadim. I want you to go to Beis Lavan, and you should be there for how long? Yomim achadim. Dahayinu muatim," says the Marsha, "kepirush Rashi." And if you take a look at Rashi on the word achadim, Rashi says muatim. No, how long was Yaakov be Beis Lavan? V'unis akiv shon ad boi la'aviv chav beis shonim. At the very least, it took 22 years until he made it back home. So if that's the case, it's posh, it says the Marsha. V'kalohavin, it's very easy to understand. Then you want to know why Tano Hisifu Loi Chav Beis Shonim, why was it Tafka 22 years? 22 years are Shonim Muatois, and he was Zoicha to Shonim Muatois. Now why he was Zoicha to Shonim Muatois, that the Marsha doesn't say. Now it is interesting that what was the taina of the Malachi Asharis? Ribbono shel olam, ata amarta kol hamakayim nefesh achas miyisrael ki'ilu kayim olam mole. Ubinyamin HaTzadik shehechya isha v'shiva baneh yomus b'shonim muatois. The taina was Shonim Muatois. Is it a play on that? It's not clear. The Marsha says kalohavin. I'm not 100% sure what the oimik is, but the bottom line is, says the Marsha, you want to know why it was 22 years? Because we find that 22 years is referred to as Shonim Muatois. I found in the Megadim Chadashim, this is in Parshas Toldos, it's on that pasuk, V'yashavta imo yomim achadim. So he brings the Marsha, and he's ma'ir on the Marsha, that the Marsha's saying that yomim achadim, which Rashi teaches to mean Shonim Muatois, is 22 years. Why? Because Rivka told Yaakov, go for Yomim Achadim, and he was there for 22 years. But it's a Pella. The reason it's a Pella is because although Rivka told Yaakov, go for Yomim Achadim, but Rivka didn't really mean to tell Yaakov, go for 22 years. The ideal Lechatchilo was not to be there for 22 years. It rather just so happened that the way it played itself out is that he was there for 22 years. But really, he wasn't supposed to be there for 22 years. In fact, it's a mefurish of Rashi and Chumash. Rashi is in Parshas Vayetze. The pasuk says, "Vayev Yaakov es Rachel." Vayoymer, and he said, "Evodcha sheva shonim v'rochel bitcha haketana." He turns to love and he says, "I'm willing to work for you for 7 years for your younger daughter Rachel." Zok the Hilga Rashi. Evodcha sheva shonim heim yomim achadim. These are the yomim achadim she'amr lo imoy v'yoshavta imoy yomim achadim. This is the Yom HaMachadim, meaning the Yom HaMachadim was supposed to be what? It was supposed to be 7 years, and Rashi adds, V'teida shakeinu. I'll prove to that the Yom HaMachadim is 7 years. Shaharei k'siv, because the pasuk says, V'ayu be'enov Ki Yom HaMachadim. The 7 years was the Yom HaMachadim. Now, he was dealing with a Ramah, whose name was Lavan, and as a result, he ended up, the whole parasha was 22 years. But Be'etzin, the Yom HaMachadim, V'yoshavti Ima Yom HaMachadim, is not 22 years. V'yoshavti Ima Yom HaMachadim is really 7 years. But Reb David Yoel Weiss was moisif to this kasha. I mean, the kasha is stark enough, but the Knech makes it like a tzorichin gadol. And that is another Rashi in Chumash. And this is in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayikra Yaakov Simloisov. When he heard about what happened to Yosef. Vayosim sak b'masnav. Vayisabel al b'noi yomim rabim. And he mourned his son yomim rabim. Zot Rashi. What's yomim rabim? Chof beis shana. Mishapirish mimenu acheyored Yaakov b'mitzrayim. Rashi teaches yomim rabim as being 22 years. A pella. The Marshal says, what's 22 years? Oh, it's shana muatais. Why shana muatais? V'yoshavti imo yomim achadim. And yomim achadim, Rashi says in Chumash, in Parshas Toldos is Shonim Muatos. Oh, so you see that Shonim Muatos is what? It's 22 years. Just the opposite. Yom HaMachadim, Rashi says, Mefurish in Parshas Vayetze. What's Vayu, Bein of Yom HaMachadim? It's the 7 years, the seven. Who offered up 7 years in the negotiation with Yaakov Alavan? Yaakov did. Avot, I'll work for you for 7 years. Why? Because this was Shema Beni this is what the Mama told him. The Mama said, Yom HaMachadim. That's Pshat and that Rashi in Chumash. Yom HaMachadim is 7 years. And Fakir, 22 years is Gar what? It's Gar Yomim Rabim. I'm a foolish Rashi. Yomim Rabim Chav Peshon. It's Mamash Tzorich in Gadol, this Masha. But the bottom line is like this. What happened? It was a Sifu Loi Chav Peshon. So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that Rav David Yoel Weiss says. And this is in a different shtickle. This is not in Parshas Toldos, but this is in Parshas Vayeshev. Why 22 years? So the emphasis is like this. You find this number of 22 years. If you look out for it, you'll see it a lot. Haman was a barber, the Gemara says, for 22 years. Nochem Ish Gamzu was Misham, Rabbi Akiva was Mishamish Nochem Ish Gamzu for 22 years. We once spoke out from Reuven Margolis. He says this in his Nitzoy Tzayar, Masechtes Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says a Talmud is not allowed to paskin until he turns 40. He says, what's the cheshbon of 40? So he makes some wilder roller coaster cheshbon, Kedarke Bakoydash. He says, because the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Nun that you, a child that's a Balkishrin, you should start teaching him Torah when he's 6 years old. We know that the Oilam, when they used to go to yeshiva, how many years did they go for? 12 years. But Akiva went for another 12 years. And Tzvelof is Nishvim and Tzvansik. But how long did they used to go for 12 years? What did they do during those 12 years? They used to learn. How does Rav Reuven Margolis know that? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Samech Gimel Amid Aleph, that Rav Kahana said that I was 18 years old, I knew Kol HaTorah Kula, but I didn't even know that E Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta. What do you mean? He knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and he didn't know E Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta. He didn't know a little bit of Lamdas. The Teretz is because they used to be Safalei Keturah. They used to mamish tup them, all the Torah, they would have all the ideas. Afterwards, they would go, and there would be Meshamish Tamid HaChachamah, which we know is tantamount to Gemara, and they would learn how to learn. How long would they do that? So he brings from different chazals, the one we just quoted, that Rabbi Akiva was Meshamish Nochemish Gamzu for how long? For 22 years. Said he started learning when they were 6. For 12 years it was Yedias, Yedias, Yedias. Now they're 18 like Rav Kahana is and Yenna Gemara Mesach to Shabbos. 22 years he Meshamish Tereba. So how old are you when you're done? When you got Smicha, you're 40 years old. That's why a Talmud that's a Gia to Arbam, that's when he's a Gia L'chal Hayra. But Rav David Yoel Weiss says that although it's true that you find so many different Gemaras related to the number 22, the Yesh Devarim Begav, but you find it uniquely as it relates to Hisifu Loichav Beishanim, that a person was Zoicha to 22 years of additional life. You have the Gemara right here with Binyamin HaTzadik. He brings the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Balak. The Zohar over there is talking about Rabbi Yossi, and it seems that Rabbi Yossi was in a matziv of Sakana. And it says, Ada HaViyasvin, as they were sitting, Shamu Chad Kolo, they heard a koil. The Hava Omer that said, Zaka ant Rabbi Yossi. You're very, very fortunate. Ashrecha Rabbi Yossi. The milin da hai gadya zeira videmoi, because the words of that small goat, whatever this means, and its tears, saliku legabi kursaya de malka kadisha, they rose all the way to the kisei HaKovid. Vidonu dina. Okay. Utleser bnei nosha azmin kutcha brichu l'malach hamavis b'ginach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin 13 people because of you. V'ha esu mutrein shnin oisifulach. And you were granted an extra 22 years of life. So just like Binyamin HaTzadik in our Gemara was granted an extra 22 years of life because of his ma'isa with Isha v'shiv yoladeh, so to Rabbi Yossi in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Balak, he too was granted an extra 22 years of life. David Yoel Weiss brings another Maramachim. This one's Hafla Mamish. The Gemara at the very, very end of Masechtas Brachos is also a Gemara at the very, very, very end of Masechtas Harias. So the Gemara over there was discussing where the Shiva had passed away. And they had to appoint another Rosh Hashiva. And they narrowed down all the candidates to two. It was Rabbah on the one hand, and it was Rabbi Yosef on the other hand. Now, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef are both all-time greats. But their Tchunas HaNefesh and their Milas were a little bit different. Rabbah was an Oikaharim, he was a big Lamdan. Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, he was a big Baki. And the Shaila was, who's more qualified to be the Resh Masifta? Oikaharim Adif or Sinai Adif? So the Gemara says that what they did was they decided they're going to send the Shaila to Eretz Yisrael. So Shalchul Hasam, Sinai va'Oikaharim, Eze Mehem Koidim. Shalchul, they sent back Sinai Koidim. The Sinai comes first, Shakol Tzrichel Amarichitayah. Because at the end of the day, everyone has to come on to the Sinai, and it's for that reason Rabbi Yosef is supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva. Says the Gemara, Afal Peking, like Kibel all of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef refused to be Mekabel, this Shteller. Why? The Omrle Kaldai, because the astrologers had told Rabbi Yosef, Molchus Tartan Shnin, that you're only going to be king for 2 years. So he knew that 2 years, Vizel. What does Vizel mean? Right? He's not going to retire. So what it means, obviously, is that he's not going to live anymore. See, he was afraid. So he said, you know what? This is maybe an opportunity for me to extend my life a little bit. So he punted. He told Rabbi, why don't you be the Rosh Hashiva? And after you finish being the Rosh Hashiva, I'll be the Rosh Hashiva. Says the Gemara, Malach Rabbi Esam Tartin Shnin. Rabbi ended up being the Rosh Hashiva. He was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. And afterwards, Malach Rabbi Yosef Tartin Shnin Upalagor. Rabbi Yosef got not 2 years, he got 2.5 years. And this is the end of that story. But says Rabbi W.O. Weiss, one thing you see from here. Rabbi Yosef really was supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva. He ends up not being the Rosh Hashiva. Instead, Rabbi is. Okay, so how many years later does he become Rosh Hashiva? 22 years. It was Hasifu Loichof Beishonim. Hafel de Gedir. So you have Binyamin HaTzadik in Bava Basra Yud Aleph Amir Aleph. You have Rabbi Yosi in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Balak. And Luchuri, you see it also in the Amir Rabbi Yosi. In Tzayf Brachis and in Tzayf Harias. But he said the emes is, you find this in other places as well. He brings from the Kav HaYosher in Perek Tzadik Gimel. This is Mamish Adover Nifla. So Kav HaYosher talking. He says, Vidat, Masha Kosev HaRizal. What Arizal wrote, Amoireinu Harav, Rabbi Avram Halevi. So this Yid, Rabbi Avram Halevi, his name was Rabbi Avram Halevi Bruchim, Sefsois of you, Doivois Bekever, Shechiber HaTikunei Shabbos. He's the author of Tikunei Shabbos. Shehoisa Dirosei B'Tzvas. He lived in Tzvas, Tibone V'Sikoinein B'mher B'Yameinu. U'Bechol Chatzois Laila, every night, Chatzois HaYakom, he would get up, V'Soivev Kola Rechavish Ala Yehudim. And he would go into the old city where all the Yidden lived. The Nosan Koyloi Bekol Mar. And he would yell. The Amar, and he would say, Achenu Beis Yisrael. Halo Yudu Alochem Shashchina Babayneseinu Arabim Begolos. Ubeis Mikdashenu Hoy Lesreif Asesh. V'Yisrael Him Bagolos Hamar V'Soivlin Yisurim Inuyim Koshim Umorim. V'Nergu Harbe Chasidim V'Chasidois. Bachurim Upsulois. Sekenim Im Naorim. Ba'arbim Mises Bezden. V'Nitlin V'Nidoinim B'Mises Koshnois U'Mashunois. V'Atam Shoich V'Malmit Toiseyim Bahashkeit V'Vetach Kumu, get up, v'nitzak el Hashem alikenu, shu melech rachum v'chanun, ula yishma Hashem es kol tfiloisenu, v'irachim alamo yisheris pleitas Yisrael, v'hoya chosit soyek, said Arizal, v'loi nosan menucha l'chol b'nei yoyir, he didn't let anybody sleep, v'yu kamim kulam mishal chad olubatim ejoshis, no, you can't sleep, what are you going to do, you can't beat him, you join him, right, so everybody got up, and they went, in the base medrash, v'yu oimim matik v'chatzois, v'achakach, v'yu loim den ish ish, k'fi asagosoy, yesh mehem, v'yu oiskim edivei kabalu V'yesh mehem hoya oisim b'gemara b'mishnayis. V'yesh mehem hoya oisim b'toyra u'neviyam u'ksuvim. V'achakach hoya oimer pizmoinim u'bakoshois ad oir hayoin. V'hoyu mo'irim rachim. V'arav Arizal hoya maflik b'chasidusoy. And the Arizal used to be maflik on the chasidus of this Yid, Rabbi Avram Halevi. V'omar olav, and he said, ala chasid Rabbi Avram Zalevi. Shehu haya gilgul shel Yirmiyo hanavi. This is what the Arizal said. Upam achas amalei Arizal. One time the Arizal told him, Da, kishomu yamecha. Your time is up. Vihigiyu yamecha lomus. and it's time for you to leave this world. Unless you do one takana that I'm about to teach you. And Arizal told him, if you're going to do this, you're going to live another 22 years. And he said, this is the takana. You should go to Yerushalayim. You should daven by the koisel. And you're going to be zoicha, you're going to see the shechina. The chosel went to his house. V'sagar atzmi shloisha yom v'shloisha leilois b'taynes sakveiv. He prepared himself to see the shechina. And the way he prepared himself was by fasting for 3 days and three nights. And then this chosel went to Yerushalayim u'bol lufnei koisel amarovi b'tfilo u'b'sachanunim u'b'fchia gedoyla v'achakach. And after this, ro'al gabi ha-koisel, he saw on the koisel Tsura, a picture, Dugmas Isha, that looked like a woman, Milubesha Shchoyim, she was wearing black clothing. Vitekev and immediately, Meroif Pachtoi, Nafal Alpon of Arza, he fell on the floor. Vayotsoyek, Uboiche Bepri Godo, Vayomer, and he said, Oili, Oishevi Sichkach, he chapped, he saw the Shchina. And he started screaming, I have to see the Shechina looking like this. Oi, aho al nafshi. V'hoyim mayrich b'pchiyo uza'okos. V'hoyim marit saris roisho. And he was pulling the hair out of his head, achen his aleph, until he chalished, v'yirodam. V'oz rabach aloyim. And when he chalished, and he fell asleep, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw Shabbat ilav ha-Shechina, b'bgodim na'im. We're in beautiful clothing. V'omra, and she said, v'snachim b'ni Avram. You should be comforted, my son Avram. Ki yesh tikva lacharischa v'yeshuvu habonim legvulam. Ki oshev eshvusam v'richamti yoysam. Vayikatz, and Rabbi Avram Alevi got up, vayiso es raglov, and he picked himself up v'chazal etzvas. Ubo la'arizal, and he came to the Arizal. V'tekev, and as soon as he walked into the Arizal, Oma lo ya Arizal, ani roya b'chosh ezochis alireis p'nei ha-shechina. I see on you, you're not the same person that left. You were zoicha to see the Shechina. Umeata, and from now, tia batuach, shetichya oit esrim ushtayim shtonim, you're going to live another 22 years. Vekach hava, sheachosid hoyachai achaze hamaisa, esrim ushtayim shtonim. He ended up living another 22 years. He brings another few maises. One of the stories that he brings is something that he said he saw recently. Shemesuper ala goyin Reb Chaim Kreisworth, zechreinu levracha, of Bezden da Antwerpen. Shahoya alpi das haroifin choyla anush. She was very, very sick. V'omalei ha-stipler, balakilis Yaakov zal, sheyikach al atzmoy mitzvah achnosas kalo, l'skulu la'richas yomen. And Reb Chaim Kreisworth went to the stipler and he asked him, what should he do? The doctors gave a pope on him and he said, you should be oisik in achnosas kalo. V'omar, and the stipler said, where am I coming from? He said, because we say in the Mishnah, elu dvarim she'odom oichol perisim b'olam hazeh, and then we list out those mitzvahs and we say, v'achnosas orchim, ubikr choylim, v'achnosas kalo, ulevoyes ames. And the stipler asked the kasho, that l'chura, if you're going kefi the seder, it should have been bikr choylim and levoyes ames. Where does achnosas kalo come in between bikr choylim and levoyes ames? Said the stipler, it's coming to teach us that if someone's a choyla, and if he's in a matziv of bikr choylim, if you want to prevent it from escalating to the point of levoyes ames, a school for that is hachnosas kala. Either way, the hischel oz lasik harbi b'zeh. So Reb Chaim Kreisworth started getting very, very involved in this inyan. V'zoch lahasi harbi yisoyme v'yisoymois. And he was zoicha to marry off many yisoyme v'yisoymois. And Reb David Yoel Weiss said that he saw somewhere that from that maisa, from when he got involved in achnosas kala, and from the time that he went to the stipler, v'chai achakach oid esrim v'shtayim shana. He lived another 22 years. And it brings many maisas like this. We find this inyan of Tana. But the question is, what's the oimek? What's Pashup Shah? So I'll tell you what he says, and we're going to end with this. And his loshin is, v'hu nifla b'yoyse. This is Reb David Yoel Weiss in Schiddush. He says, maybe the Pshat is, there's a Medrash Rab in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayekanu Bayechov. This is after Yosef's having the dreams that he's telling over all these dreams. Va'aviv Shomer Es Hadavar. So what does it mean, Va'aviv Shomer Es Hadavar? He was Yosef who Mitzapah, right? Yaakov Avinu was waiting. He knew this dream was going to happen, and he was waiting for the minute that it was going to happen. Amar Rab Levi. So Rab Levi says, Embracious Rabbah, pay Dalud Yud Aleph. Not Al Kulmis. What Yaakov Avinu did was, he took a Kulmis. The Kosav, and he wrote down, mamash on a paper, Be'ezah Yoim, Ube'ezah Shah, Ube'ezah Mokim. Meaning, he heard the dream of Yosef HaTzadik, and he wrote down the day, the hour, and the place of when this dream took place and played itself out. So there's an old Fatzaitesh Apirish, it's called Nezer HaKodesh, that was written by Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Migaluga. Zichron Aaron recently reprinted his Svarim, his Pirush HaMedrash Rabba Mamish, in a beautiful, beautiful way. And it's Shtikal Alpi Pnimius, but he was a Goyin Olam that lived in the times of the Chacham Tzvi, late 1600s, early 1700s. So he has one comment on this Medrash. He says, V'lin Nira Ho'inyin. What's this Inyin? Yaakov Avinu is writing down the time. So he says, Alpi Mashakosva Mefarsh. Sha'achaloyim Tolui B'marechas HaMazel. A dream is totally in the Marechas HaMazel. Meaning, a dream has something to do with the Mazalos. V'lochein, l'fa'omim, ha'chaloyim, tolui b'mazel hayoyim, u'mazel shah, u'mazel mokim. Tahainu kafi matziv ha'mazel ba'usei ha'mokim, asha hayo b'shas ha'chaloyim. So he says like this, that the Gemara says, that l'oylam yitzapa adam l'chaloyim toiv, ad chof be'shana. A person, if has a good dream, and the dream's not playing itself out, don't give up. Wait up to 20. If 22 years pass, all right, then this is obviously one of those dreams that mean nothing. But wait for 22 years, because this could be a b'chaloy madarbevoy. So he says, what's the significance of 22 years? He says, al pi kabbalah, that the Indian is that we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'chof beis oisiyas. And these are the chof beis oisiyas sheboi nivru shamayim va'aretz. And in Kabbalah, every single year, is tachas the or of one of these oisiyas. So the whole bria was from the chaf beis oisiyas tzazamen. But at the same time, there's a bechina of every single year, one of the chaf beis oisiyas being moishel on the world. Which means as follows. Which means that if you want to go through a whole galgal of mazel, it takes 22 years. Because although from year to year, the mazalis repeat themselves, and to a degree from month to month, but the emes is, you're not going to get the identical mazel of mamish, it's a situation being ba'oisa yoim, ba'oisa shah, ba'oisa mokim, unless you go through a full cycle of 22 years. Because year one is aleph, and year two is beis, and year three is gimel. So if somebody has a dream, says the Nezer HaKodesh, in year four, so he had the dream when it was the mazel of Dalet. So really, lo'olam yitzapa adam l'chaloyim toiv, don't give up on it. Up until 22, if 22 years pass, that means the whole machzer and the whole galgal changed. But up until 22 years, it's still going to be shayach. But it comes out of Dover Nifla, that really, when we talk about a mazel, and the world dreitzach mit mazel, right? Ein mazel Yisrael means that we could be mezgaber on our mazel. But of course, the Welt dreitzach mit mazel. Every 22 years, all the mazalos repeat themselves. That's the way mazalos operate. So he said, could be, Binyamin HaTzadik, there was a kitrig. And the kitrig was that he had to die. And it was associated with the mazel, kiyodua. That means, in this mazel, dafesh tarbin. You know what happened? As soon as it doesn't happen at that second, because it's not going to happen until that mazel is chayzav in air. And for that mazel to be chayzav in air, it's 22 years. It's a beer nifla and something that Kemuvin is very much above our pay grade. But Rav David Yoy said, could be, that's the oimik and that's the pnimius over here. With this Nezer HaKodesh and his Pirush HaMedrash Rabba and Parshas Vayeshev, that the mazolos, the set of mazolos, is a 22-year set. So kivin shenitche nitche, and really you're safe until this mazel chazetz is a liver. It's just to be messiah b'ki toiv, says Rav David Yoy at the very, very end. He says, it's your dua, as the chassidim say over, that Remendel Mir Riminov, he said shir on Parsha Saman, right? He used to say Torah in the Parsha Saman. The whole Mendel Miriminov comes from, I mean, the whole Parsha Saman school comes from Mendel Miriminov. But he used to say shir in it for 22 years. And after 22 years, he stopped. It's one of the great mysteries from one of our great Hasidic masters. But for 22 years, so he said, could be the Vardis, because Remendel Miriminov, with his Torah on Parnasa, he was looking to be Mashpia Parnasa on Yidden. So what he did was, he went through the full cycle, the full Mareches HaMazel. And for Chav Beit Shonim, he was Mashpia, Noch Parnasa, Noch Parnasa, Noch Parnasa. Bonei Chayu Mezoini, La B'schus Etal Yomilsa, Ela B'mazel Etal Yomilsa. So he was Mashpia, all the Mazalos. All the mazalos with tremendous hashpoyos of Parnasa, and that's why he stopped at the end of the 22 years.